Tefillah for Life, Shiur number 70 for Monday, Parshas Lech Lecha. After we say the beginning of Elu Dvarim, when we say Berachas HaTorah, we say another Braisa, which says Elu Dvarim Sha'adam Eichel Peresehem Ba'ilam Hazeh. These are the things that a person eats the fruit, the peres in this world, V'ha'keren Kayemes Lo'i Lo'ilam Haba. And the principle, the main schar, lasts for Olam Haba. Which mitzvahs are oichel peresehem ba'olam hazeh v'hakeren kayemes lo'olam haba? We have to understand that although we do many mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem, the schar for our mitzvahs does not belong in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a petty world, so to speak. And the schar for mitzvahs would be way too much to receive in Olam Hazeh. And if a person expects to see schar of his mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh, it's a nebuch, because he doesn't understand how powerful his mitzvahs are and how much schar he really deserves for his mitzvahs. So he shouldn't shortchange himself and expect to get pennies and dimes in Olam Hazeh as opposed to getting schar in Olam Haba. So that's why Chazal teach us schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha. In this world, we do not get the schar of mitzvahs, but we do get the peiros of mitzvahs, which means the fruits of our labor, so to speak, which we will explain, that we do receive in Olam Hazeh. Which means a mitzvah that is ben adam l'chaveroi, which has an effect in Olam Hazeh. For example, kibud avim, gmilus chasadim, these kind of mitzvahs have an effect in Olam Hazeh. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the peiros, so to speak. He doesn't give the schar. He gives an offshoot of the schar in Olam Hazeh. A mitzvah that benefits in Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives the peiros in this world. And that is the list that this Braisa lists over here. All these mitzvahs are mitzvahs that benefit others or benefit the world at large in Olam Hazeh. But there is one mitzvah that stands out, which really is the reason why we say this braisa over here. The braisa ends off, V'salmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah also, a person gets his peiros in Olam Hazeh. And the question is why? If a person is sitting in a Beis Medrash and learning, he is benefiting the world? Where is the benefit? Why does he get peiros in Olam Hazeh? If a person does chesed, we understand he is benefiting the world. But a person that's sitting and learning, is he benefiting the world? The answer is yes. Torah is called Torah's chesed. The biggest benefit a person can do in the world is to have a strong Seder, to have a strong connection to Torah. When we have a Seder, when we connect to Torah, we bring the bracha of Torah in the world, and we don't just benefit ourselves, we benefit the entire world. Torah is Torah's chesed. The biggest chesed you can do is to have a strong Seder and a strong connection to Torah. And that's why we say this braisa after Berachas HaTorah. Because Torah doesn't just benefit us in Olam Haba. Torah brings bracha to the entire world. And we should appreciate this when we say Berachas HaTorah. And therefore, when we learn Torah, we don't just get schar in Olam Haba. We get peresehem ba'olam hazeh. Because the benefits of Torah are felt in Olam Hazeh.